This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel and Lebanon base Hezbollah have traded fire on one of the heaviest days of cross-border fighting in recent weeks. Cross-border fire Saturday comes a day after the Hezbollah leader urged retaliation for the targeted killing of a top Hamas leader in Lebanon's capital. The killing was widely blamed on Israel. Cross-border escalation comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken starts his fourth Mideast trip in 3 months in hopes of preventing a regional confrontation. European Union's foreign policy chief on his own regional visit says it's absolutely necessary to avoid Lebanon being dragged into a regional conflict. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Turkey is committed to playing a positive, productive role for post-war Gaza and prepared to use its influence in the region to prevent the Israel-Hamas conflict from broadening even more. The latest Mideast mission by America's top diplomat opened Saturday with talks in Turkey and Greece. Blinken then heads to the Mideast for not necessarily easy conversations with allies and partners about what they are willing to do to build durable peace and security. Developments in Lebanon, northern Israel, the Red Sea, and Iraq have put intense strains on what had been a modestly successful U.S. push to prevent a regional since Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th. U.S. officials say that senior Biden administration leaders, members of Congress, and top Pentagon officials were unaware for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized since Monday. And now questions are swirling about his condition and the secrecy surrounding it. They said the White House National Security Council was told Thursday about Austin's stay at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The Pentagon's failure to disclose Austin's hospitalization for days reflects a stunning lack of transparency. This is VOA News. 11 people were killed Saturday in Russian shelling in Ukraine's partially occupied Donetsk province, according to a regional governor. 5 children were among the dead, and 8 further people were wounded in the air base in the west of the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula. Russian officials did not comment on the alleged attack, but Russia's defense ministry said it had successfully downed 4 Ukrainian missiles over the peninsula overnight. Later Saturday, Russia said its air defenses forces had shot down 6 anti-ship missiles over the Black Sea. South Korea says North Korea has conducted a new round of artillery firing drills near the rivals' disputed sea boundary. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the North fired more than 60 rounds near the western sea boundary on Saturday. A day earlier, North Korea fired about 200 artillery shells, prompting South Korea to conduct its own firing response. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said it strongly urges North Korea to halt acts that heighten tensions. On Friday, North Korea fired about 200 artillery shells, and South Korean troops on 2 border islands fired artillery rounds south of the boundary in response. Residents of 5 South Korean islands near the western sea boundary had briefly evacuated. Myanmar's military government has acknowledged that it withdrew its forces from a key city on the northeastern border with China after it was taken over by an alliance of ethnic armed groups it had been battling for months. The fall of Laogang is the biggest in a series of defeats suffered by Myanmar's military government since the ethnic alliance launched an offensive October 27th. It underlines the pressure the government is under as it battles pro-democracy guerrillas in the wake of a 2021 military takeover, as well as ethnic minority armed groups across the country. Ethnic armed organizations have battled for greater autonomy for decades, but Myanmar has been racked by what amounts to civil war since the army seized power 2 years ago. Federal officials have ordered the immediate grounding of some Boeing 737 MAX 9 jetliners until they are inspected after an Alaska Airlines plane suffered a blowout that's left a gaping hole in the side of the fuselage. The required inspections will take around 4 to 8 hours per aircraft and will affect about 171 airplanes worldwide. The Alaska Airlines jetliner blew out of the portion of its fuselage shortly after takeoff 3 miles above Oregon late Friday, forcing the pilots to make an emergency landing as its 171 passengers and 6 crew members donned oxygen masks. No one was seriously injured. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.